today's episode of the Retro Asylum podcast is proudly brought to you by Endangered Mice. For all the latest news and updates on the amazing Starquake remake, please check out www.endangeredmice.co.uk.
How's the show going to be going today?
So basically, today's show is going to be us talking about a little bit about Play Expo.
Yeah.
A bit about what you've been up to, if you've got any new games, because I've bought a few new bits and bobs. And yeah, and then afterwards we move on to the main topic, which will be about 20 minutes, and it's you telling us how amazing Quick Snacks is.
Okay.
You up for the challenge?
I'm up for the challenge, Andy.
Right, should be fun. Trust me. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the UK's number one retro gaming podcast, the Retro Asylum. This is episode 25 and a half. I'm your host for the most, Andy Godoy, and joining me is
Glenn83100. Hello, Andy.
Hello, mate. Yeah, there's something I've been meaning to ask you, Glenn.
What do you want to ask me?
Well, you know, Dean Swain. I'm Andy Godoy, and you're Glenn83100. Now, people have been asking, Glenn, if you're some sort of robot.
Robot? Why?
Because I'm called Andy Godoy, Dean's called Dean Swain, and you're Glenn83100.
I do have a surname.
Right, we're just double-checking now. So anyway, yeah, this is our first time we've recorded since we were at Play Expo. Before we find out about a little bit about that, let me quickly tell everyone, guys, today is just a half episode. In the half episode, we do different things that we don't normally do in the full episodes. Now, for the last five half episodes, we've had an amazing sort of bunch of guests. We've had Scopey, Darren, BuzzBop, Retro Darren, and Damien. So, you know, it was absolutely amazing having those guys on. And I just thought we'll try something a little bit different with this half episode. So it's not normally what we do.
Well, Andy, I really enjoy those half episodes when you have with those guests because it's really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Like we said at Play Expo. But anyway, why don't you tell us, you know, we're back from Play Expo. It's been a few weeks. Give us your feedback, a couple of minutes of what you thought of it overall.
I really, really enjoyed the Play Expo, Andy. I really enjoyed all the game systems were there. There was the Atari Jaguar. There was a Commodore 64. There was the Amstrad there. And I also enjoyed all the little stalls were there and all the people selling their own stuff and other people's podcasts. And there was also a little stall with Jeff Minter there.
Yeah, yeah. You even got to talk to him as well.
Yeah.
You also bought a game, didn't you? Have you played that game yet?
Oh, yes, I played that game and it runs very well. And for Atari Jaguar standards, it's really, really good. I really like that game.
Why don't you tell us what game that is?
It's a game called Battle Morph. It is a sequel to Cybermorph.
Okay.
So it's one of the first, Cybermorph was one of the first games that came out for the Atari Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much, much improved game. They put a lot more better CD quality sound in. There's a lot more texture mapping in the game.
Yeah.
And the mission objectives seems to be a lot better. The map itself seems to be designed better.
Mm-hmm.
And on the old Cybermorph game, you cannot go underneath the water. But this time you could go underneath waters, go through tunnels, activate different switches in tunnels. And it's really, really good game. If you've got a Jaguar CD, definitely check it out.
So have you bought any other little consoles since we've come back from Play Expo?
I haven't bought any other consoles, but it's my birthday soon.
Ah, okay.
And I asked my mum and my brother to get me a game. Now, what my mum's got me Legend for the Super Nintendo.
Which is that scrolling beat-em-up like Golden Axe, I think.
Yes, it is. And I mentioned that as, I think it's a hidden gem a few episodes ago.
That's right, yeah.
And, oh, I tested it out again to see if it works. It works absolutely beautifully. It is one of those games that if you've got a Super Nintendo, definitely check it out because it's a really good game.
And what's the other thing that you asked for? What other game did you ask for?
Mortal Kombat 2.
It's a big improvement on the Super Nintendo. The first one had the looks, but it had no blood. And this one really just showed how capable the Super Nintendo was compared to the Mega Drive, really.
My personal opinion, it's the best Mortal Kombat. It's my favourite Mortal Kombat. I think after that, it sort of like lost its way a bit for me. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
definitely Mortal Kombat 2 is the best.
Right, anyway, let me quickly tell you, Glenn, a little bit about what I've picked up, or I should be arriving. Now, we've been doing the podcast for about a year. Now, one of the things that I've never truly been happy about is my audio. Your mic sounds all right. Swainy got himself a new mic, and he sounds good. But my mic is so rubbish. So I've picked up, Glenn, a microphone called a Blue Snowball microphone. And it's a condenser mic, I think. And I paid £50. But normally, you can pick them up from the shops for about £90. So I got a real bargain.
How do you get it for so cheap?
It was just, I saw it on eBay. It's working. I checked all the descriptions. Everything's working fine. There's no faults. It's brand new. I think they've just got a sale on. So I think £50, it should be worth it. A lot of people that I listen to podcast-wise, they use this microphone and they've recommended it to me that I should get it. So I can't wait. So hopefully the next episode we record should have my new and improved audio. Now, one of the other things I've ordered as well, Glenn, is I've ordered 2 Mega Drives.
Why do you buy 2 of them?
Well, you know what it is? I love the look of the original Mega Drive, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I just thought, well, you know what? I also want to have the Mega Drive too, because I'm going to start my collection, because I'm going to start my, my collection in my gaming shed, which I'm sort of trying to sort out before the end of the year. So everything's going to go in my gaming shed. It's all going to be sort of waterproofed. It's going to be soundproof, because it's also going to be like my little podcast studio where I'm going to record all my podcasts. I want to have one of every console that's actually ever existed.
Well, just say, when you buy like the Commodore 64, you're going to have to have the games console, because they brought out like a games console. They're going to have C64C, and you've got to have the Breadbin one. So that's three of them.
I can't wait to get another Commodore 64, to be honest with you, Glenn. I'm looking forward to it. Now, anyway, let's move on to the main part of what today's podcast is, Glenn. Why don't you tell everyone what today's main part of the podcast is?
Well, it's me explaining why Quick Stats on the Commodore 64 was a good game.
can I confess this to you something, Glenn?
Yes.
Today, we're not really going to talk about that. I've tricked you all along. Now, I've really got a hidden agenda. You know what today's show is secretly all about, Glenn?
What's the secret?
It's another quiz.
A quiz?
I have got, Glenn, over 20-something questions for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the reason why I didn't tell you, because I didn't want you to sort of like start brushing up your knowledge on all these things. So I thought I'd catch you by surprise. So I'm going to ask Glenn loads of questions. I am going to tell him, as soon as he's got the question, whether he's right or wrong. I'm not going to wait right to the end. Or maybe I should, actually, so that way everyone can play along. Yeah, that's what I'll do. We'll do all the questions. I'll read them all out. And at the end of all the questions, I'll tell you whether you got them right or wrong. Now, guys, if you're listening to this, please play this at home and see if you can get more questions right than Glenn.
It'd probably not out of 20.
So are you ready for this challenge, England?
Go on then.
Hey everybody, this is Buzzbot from Oddpod and the Freebies podcast. You're listening to the most greatest, funkiest retro gaming podcast in the world, Retro Asylum.
Start off with a quick fire, easy question. Name all the cartoon adventure Dizzy games on the C64.
All the Commodore 64 Dizzy games. Well, there was
not all the Dizzy games, or only the cartoon adventures.
Well, there was the normal Dizzy game that was called Dizzy.
Yeah.
And then there was Treasure Island Dizzy.
Yep.
Then after that, it was Fantasy World Dizzy.
Yeah.
Then there was Magic Land Dizzy.
Yeah.
And then I'm probably going to Was there one called Spellbound Dizzy?
Okay, yeah.
Is that one? And yeah, then yeah, was there it. Prince of the Ullfolk after?
Yeah.
Is that all of them?
There's one more, Glenn.
One more.
Oh. Come on, you can do it.
One more.
One more. Now, guys, this version was better on the C64 than it was on the ZX Spectrum. It looked a lot better on the C64. It
Crystal
was
Kingdom.
On the Amiga.
Crystal Kingdom?
You got it, mate. Are you looking this up online?
No, I no just remember it from my. I just remembered all that from my head.
Right. Okay. So yeah, hopefully everyone got all of those right. Well, well done, Glenn. I thought I'd start you off with a nice, easy one. Okay, another quick, easy one. In which game does a character called Ryu or Ryu feature in?
Oh, I heard that name. I know. Street Fighter.
Right, okay. Right, I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. We're going to just move on to the question number three. Now, which one of these was not a Don Priestley game? Now, Don Priestley was an amazing programmer, Glenn. Now, he made some amazing games for the 8-bit computers. Now, what I need you to tell me is which one of these was a game that he did not make? You ready?
This is a wild guess, but let's see.
Right, was it A, Popeye, B, Trapdoor, C, Benny Hill, or D, Danger Mouse?
This is just a shot in the dark, Andy, because I have no idea. I would guess Benny Hill.
You're going to guess Benny Hill?
It's just a wild guess, that one.
And is that your final answer?
I just said that was my final answer. I have no idea.
Right, okay, yeah. Fantastic. Right, we'll move on to question number four, Glenn. Are you ready?
Go on.
Right. Now, you get three attempts to do this if you like. Or you can do... No, actually, you only get one attempt. Put these in the years of release, these Sega games, these classic Sega games. So... I'll read them out to you, and you tell me which one you think came out first, second, third, and fourth, you know. Which is the oldest one and which is the newest one, basically.
Right. Let me listen.
Right. So like I said, guys, you can play this at home, see if you can get more correct than Glenn. Okay. Golden Axe. Super Hang-On. Power Drift. And Space Harrier.
Mm, right. So,
which one do you think was the first one that came out then?
The first one that came out, all those.
Yeah.
So can you say them one more time?
Yeah,
so
sure.
Get them in my head.
Power Drift.
Power Drift.
Space Harrier. Super Hang On. And Golden Axe.
Now, I believe that two of them came out way later on than the other two.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay. So there's Golden Axe and Super Harrier. What are the other two?
No. There was Space Harrier.
Space Harrier, that's it,
Super
yeah.
Super Hang On. Power Drift and Golden Axe. So which one do you think came out first?
Came out the very first.
Yeah.
This is a guess, this one.
Okay, yeah, just put them in order. We'll see how many you get right.
Oh, in order.
Yeah.
In order, well. Well, I believe that... See, what's the other two again? I'm trying to get them in my head.
All right, so it's Space Harrier.
Space Harrier.
Power Drift.
Power Drift.
Super Hang-On.
Super Hang-On.
And Golden Axe.
Golden Axe. I probably would go... See, this is a wild guess. Super Hang-On.
Right, and then so what are you going? Super Hang-On as number first?
First, probably.
Right, yeah.
And then Power Drift.
Right, okay, Power Drift, yeah.
And then I'm probably... Oh, then two will come out round about this. See, the last... Probably then Space Harrier, and then right. Golden Axe, but that's probably wrong.
Right, so you saying Space Harrier at number three, Golden Axe at number four.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, mate.
People are probably laughing now, but...
yeah. No, that's fair enough. You know, we'll see if our listeners... So, like I said, our listeners can play this at home. Make sure you jot down your answers, and I'll read out all the answers towards the end. And we'll see, you know, whether you can outsmart Glenn when it comes to retro knowledge.
Mm.
Right. Question number 5. Are you ready, Glenn?
Okay.
Now, Alex Kidd was Sega's mascot before Sonic.
Yes.
What was Alex Kidd's first arcade game called?
First arcade game?
Yep. I'm not going to give you a selection. What was the game called? It was called Alex Kidd in something. But you have to guess what that is.
God, the only Alex the Kidd game I know of was the one on the Master System. That actually came with the Master System itself built in.
Right, okay. So
I actually didn't know there was an arcade game.
Yeah, there was an arcade game.
That's an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Alex Kidd, you know, the one that you mentioned came with the Master System too as a built-in game.
Yeah.
So what was... Are you going to go for a guess?
I can't even guess that.
No, you can make it... So it'll be Alex Kidd in...
Monsterland.
Monsterland.
Monsterland. I just made it up.
Monsterland, and we'll see how close or whether if you're right or wrong.
Well, I'll be completely wrong on that one.
Right. So the next question is: are you ready for this, Glenn?
Go on.
Right. So actually, before we carry on, how do you think you're doing so far?
I think I only got one right.
One question so far.
One question so far.
Right. Okay. Okay. It's fair enough. Right, this is why I wanted to surprise you. I didn't want you to sort of like start brushing up your knowledge in games.
I might got two. I believe I got two.
Right, so the next question is, what was the third Zelda game in this series called? I'll give you a choice here. Was it A, Super Legend of Zelda, B, Link to the Past, C, Ocarina of Time? Now, would you like me to repeat those again? So, what was the third Zelda game in the series called?
Is it Ocarina of... it's not, can't be that, can it? It's the one.
Let me come out again to you. So, the first one I said was A, Super Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
B, A Link to the Past. Or C, Ocarina of Time.
I'm probably going to go for Link to the Past, because I know you mentioned that one sometime before.
Right, let me put that down. You best not be cheating, Glenn.
I'm not cheating, Andy. It's not typing on the computer. It's probably me going like this to the laptop.
Right, so you ready for the next question?
Next question, Andy.
Right. Now, I'm going to read the story of a certain game, and I'm going to read a few lines of it, and I want you to see if you can guess what game it is. I'm going to miss out certain parts of it, and you've got to try and guess if you know the game.
Right.
Okay, blank, blank. When I'm saying blank, I'm saying what the game title is called. Okay, it's a story of two twin brothers, blank and blank, facing the odds together in a city where survival has to be learnt the hard way. The knowledge of martial arts combined with the experience of tough urban existence has made them both formidable fighting machines, ready for any challenge that comes their way.
Could that possibly be Double Dragon?
Right, okay. So you think it is Double Dragon? Now, is that going to be your final answer?
That's going to be my final answer. Are there two brothers in that? I think so.
Right, okay, yeah. So let me move on to the next question then. It's similar, it's pretty much exactly the same thing. I'm going to read a couple of sentences from the actual packaging, and you have to tell me what game it's from. Right. As the story goes, 3 years have passed since the game's prequel. Now, blah blah, must fight against the true king of the demon world, blank, who has taken many souls, including that of blank's beloved princess.
Beloved princess.
So, could that out for you again?
Read me that again. I think I may not this one.
Right. As the story goes, 3 years have passed since the game's prequel. Now that blank blank must fight against the true king of the demon world, blank, who has taken many souls, including that of blank's beloved princess.
Now, this is a wild guess, everybody. Could that possibly be Zelda? Oh, that's Oregon, isn't it? No. Can't not be that, can it?
I don't know. You have to tell me.
God, you give me a right one there.
Right, so, yeah, what you going to go for then?
Oh. It could be Zelda to me.
Right, is that your final answer then?
Probably that's my final answer. Everybody's laughing now, but...
Right, no worries. You know, maybe some people at home haven't got it right. Maybe they have. Maybe they have. Come on, Glenn. What are you doing, Glenn?
I know.
How can you not know that?
I know.
All right, we've got our next one here. Once again, I'm going to read out a few sentences from the box art, and you have to tell me what game it is. Right, this is a nice, easy one. It's pretty obvious. Start your engine... You've got the guts. Rev up the floor. Sorry, I'll start again. Rev up and floor it to the finish line. Bust through speed bumps and feel the thrill. Now, do you want me to read that for you once again, or do you know which game it is?
Don't know. It sounds a lot to me like Outrun. Is it?
Okay. So, do you want me to read it again, or is that your final answer?
There's no speed humps in Outrun. Is there actual speed humps in the game?
I can't give you too many clues. All I can do is read out the box art for you. So I'll read it out once again.
Read it out once again.
Start your engine. You've got the guts. Rev up and floor it to the finish line. Burst through speed bumps and feel the thrill.
I'd probably say Outrun for that. I'd never read the back of boxes, so...
No, that's okay. So let me put this down. You said Outrun.
Sounds a lot like Outrun.
Okay.
No, it could be completely wrong, but...
Hello, this is Potty Boy, and you're listening to the UK's number one retro gaming podcast, The Retro Asylum.
Right, now, what we're going to do now is do what we normally do in the regular podcast. We're going to play a little bit of Name the Game. Now, once again, for our listeners who haven't heard this, the way we do Name the Game is, I think of a game in my head. I can only answer yes or no. Glenn gets to ask questions, as many questions as he likes, and he has to try and guess what the game is. So, again, guys, see if you can try and guess this game before Glenn gets it. Are you ready, Glenn?
Okay, Andy.
Right. Name the game.
Is it a shoot 'em up?
No.
Was it released on the Super Nintendo?
No.
Was it released on the 8-bit systems?
Nope.
No. Was it an 80s game?
Nope.
No, so it's not 80s. So it's got to be 90s then. Is it for PlayStation?
No.
No. Was it for the Mega Drive?
Nope.
No. Was it a Game Boy game?
No.
No.
Well, wow. Let me give you a clue. I think it might have had spin-off, maybe a one-off. I could be wrong. But guys, see if you can beat Glenn to get the answer. Or maybe if you scream at him, maybe he might hear the answer. So keep going, Glenn.
Was it a platform game?
Yes.
So, platform game... And not released for the Super Nintendo, and not a Mega Drive game.
Yes.
Wow. Must be It must have come out on the other systems then. Oh, it might be an arcade. Was it an arcade game?
Nope.
No, not an arcade game. So it's a platform game. Does it feature a robot?
Nope.
No. Does it feature a cat?
Nope.
No. So it's a platform game then. Does it feature a squirrel?
Yes.
Mr. Nuts?
No.
No. Oh, because that was a platform game called Mr. Nuts on the Amiga. Oh, so it features a squirrel in the game.
Yeah. Would you like a clue, Glenn?
Give me a little bit of a clue.
You need to go up a few more generations.
Go up a...
So it's not 8-bit, it's not 16-bit.
Ah,
so you need to go
64-bit.
Up
oh, I don't know the name of that game. It's a foul squirrel, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a squirrel that... that has a foul mouth and it's known to have like an 18 rating.
Yes.
But I the problem is, I don't know the name of that game.
All right, I'll let you have it if you can tell me what system it came out on.
On the Nintendo 64.
Right, I'll tell you what the name of the game is once we get back to it. So let me move on to the next question then. Well done. Well done, mate. Right, the next couple of questions is... Now, I'm going to describe a baddie from a couple of famous games, and you have to guess who the baddie is. Right, so the first one, it's like name the game, but you have to try and guess who this baddie is. So ask me questions, Glenn, and I'll give you more clues.
Is it a dragon?
Nope.
Is it... Oh, what else is a baddie in the game? Was it from a Mario game?
Nope.
Nope. Was it from Zelda game?
Nope.
Nope.
Let me give you a clue. This one was a game that came out in the arcades. I'll give you a few clues, because otherwise it might be a bit too vague, this. It was an arcade game, came out in the late 80s, was converted to the NES... Master System and the 8-bit computers and pretty much every machine known to mankind.
Right,
and it was one of the baddies in this particular game.
A baddie in this game? Right. Was it came out on the NES? So I'm guessing was it from Bubble Bobble?
Nope.
So that came out on the NES.
Should I give you another clue?
Give me another clue. That's going to be hard one for me.
It was a scrolling beat-em-up.
Scrolling beat-em-up. All right. Was it from Target Renegade?
No.
No.
Getting warm.
Was it from Double Dragon?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, he's a famous baddie from Double Dragon. You might not know his name, but... you might know what he looks like, so...
Right.
Who was this baddie, Glenn?
Does this baddie wear, like, a cape?
No.
I think one of baddies wear a cape, if I remember.
Nope.
that's from another game, probably.
I bet he's swaying and screaming at you, Glenn.
Oh. Man,
how dare you not know this?
I think it's not really... I concentrate hitting the bad guys, not actually looking at them.
You can skip questions if you don't know.
Right. No, I can't think of anything.
Right,
Andy,
so you've passed.
I completely
on that.
Blank.
Right, no worries. We'll pass on that one. Okay. Once again, Glenn, I'll give you let me give you three clues. Scrolling beat 'em up. It came out in the arcade. It had really good 8-bit conversions, and it's... You know what? I want to make this easy for you. It's in the Renegade series.
Right.
Now, there's a baddie in there. Can you name the baddie?
A baddie in Renegade?
Yeah. It's a really famous, known baddie.
Was it the one on the motorbike?
Nope. It's too obvious that they're just very generic. It's one that really stands out.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Come on, Glenn. You must know who it is.
Oh, no.
No? You didn't play much of Renegade?
I never... The thing is, the one on the Commodore 64 was unbelievably hard. Right. So I didn't get far.
Get to this level then.
I couldn't get far in that game. That was the problem at the time.
Okay. Let me give you a clue. It was on the second level, which was like a red light district sort of area, and had a big prostitute woman. It's a woman.
It's a woman.
Yep. Do you want to pass on this
one? Oh, pass on that one. I'm horrible at these ones.
Right, no problem. Okay, you might guess this one then. I'll give you a clue. It was a platformer on the Mega Drive that featured a Disney character.
Oh, is that Mickey?
Name the baddie.
Name the baddie. So it's a platformer on the Mega Drive.
Yep.
What? I have to name the game.
Nope, name the baddie.
It's a Mega Drive. Right, was it on Sonic the Hedgehog?
Nope.
No, was it on Mickey Mouse?
Yep, I did say Disney.
That's Illusions. A Disney game.
Yep.
Ah, there was a few baddies on that one.
Yeah, but which one?
Which baddie on that? Is it a boss? One of the bosses?
Yeah, of course.
Right, well, there was a boss where you have to jump on him and he covers his head.
Nope.
Was it him? Was it an evil witch?
Yes. Do you know her name?
I don't know her name, but I know that evil witch, and she was quite hard to beat.
Okay. You know what? I'll give you that. I'll tell you what her name is afterwards. Right. We'll move on to another question, actually. It's Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion on the Sega Master System had a sequel. Okay. What was the sequel called? Now, let me read these out for you. It was either A, Mickey Mouse Country, Mickey Mouse Land, or Mickey Mouse City. Which one of those was the sequel?
I guess probably Mickey Mouse... Is it the Mickey Mouse what?
Yeah, so it was either... It was in the Illusion series on the Master System.
Yeah.
So was it Country of Illusions, Land of Illusions, or City of Illusions? And no cheating, Glenn. I can hear typing.
Is it City of Illusions?
Right. Is that your final answer?
I have. That's my final answer.
Right. Okay. You're not very good at cheating. Right. Okay. A nice simple one, which I think you should get, and I think everyone should get this at home. Name all three fighters from Final Fight.
Oh, Final Fight. Now, they had that mayor, isn't he?
Yep. What was his name?
Oh, that mayor for Metro City.
I can hear you typing. No typing. That's cheating, Glenn. You got to sort of, like, try and do it without...
Oh, there was a mayor from Metro City, and there was, like...
I can't believe you're cheating, Glenn. Come on, no cheating. Defeats the object of the game.
There was a mayor.
You're typing again. I can hear you.
Oh, what's his name? That bloody city mayor. You got me on this one as well. All right.
Oh gosh, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take 3 points from you for cheating. It's like I could hear clicking in the background. I can still hear clicking, Glenn. Right, so do you pass on that then?
The stages.
Right, I'm gonna say pass, yeah. Because I can hear clicking, Glenn, and I believe you're cheating.
So
tough luck.
I know that one of them was a man. There's two others. Well, the thing is, I'm not really good with names of characters in games.
Right, so let me just put this down, and I'm gonna take points away for cheating, Glenn, as well. So hopefully none of our listeners are cheating and they can actually do it. So let me do this one. Right, put that down. Okay, the next question is, what was the name of the console before the Sega Master System? I'll give you a choice for three answers, Glenn. You ready?
You alright?
Was it the Mark SSTC, the SG-100, or Sega MX-127?
I believe it was the middle one, isn't it? Because I remember having that. Can you see what the middle one's called? The second one, again.
Which one was that? Was that the Mark SSTC? Was it the SG-100 or the Sega MX-127?
It could be... Oh, God, I think it was the SG-100, you know. If my memory says, I know the walls, Sega did make a console before the Master System, but that rings a bell.
Okay, we'll move on to the next one. Which company made the FX chip?
Which company made the FX chip for the Super Nintendo?
Yep, and no cheating allowed again, Glenn. Like I said, I'm already deducting 3 points for you previously for looking up stuff.
Do you know what? I have no idea who made the FX chip.
Go on, you have to go for a random guess. So the FX chip, for those who might not know, was the chip that powered
the Super Nintendo.
The Super Nintendo, which gave it sort of like a 3D extra kick, you know, made it really sort of a lot better. Who made the FX chip? Which company?
I have no clue.
So you're going to pass on that?
I probably guess Nintendo, but that's just a wild guess.
Right.
An obvious one.
Right, so let's move on to the next question. The ZX81 had a memory extension. How much memory did this extension have?
Was it 16K?
Okay, so you say 16K.
Yeah,
that's
it did.
The answers we got here.
Yeah.
The second one we've got, which is B, is 26K.
No, it wasn't
or
that.
C, 48K.
No, it was 16K.
16K?
Yeah.
All right, let's put this down. Now, the next question, Glenn, are you ready? And once again, no cheating, because otherwise I'll keep on deducting points. Right. How many playable characters are there on the character select screen on Mortal Kombat 1?
Right, so let me go through the names. Right, there was Sonya, so that was one. There was... I'm trying to memorize that screen now. There was Sonya, there was Johnny Cage... There was Scorpion. There was Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Raiden.
So how many characters then would you say?
I believe Kano was in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Kano. Right. Let me guess. Right. Does that include the hidden character that was in the game?
Just
right, so we could take
screen.
Reptile out then. Right. And Shang Tsung was a baddie. He wasn't a playable character in the first one. So, okay, so there was Liu Kang.
Yeah.
There was... I'm best with... I'm not really cheating here, because I actually remember... who was in the game, it's just counting them up.
Yeah, so like, if you name them, put them on your finger, and then count them up then. Go on.
Right. So there was Liu Kang.
Yeah.
There was Scorpion. There was Sonya. There was Kano, if I believe.
Yep.
Johnny Cage. And Raiden. Okay,
so... How many playable characters in total, then?
Let me guess, is that all of them? Show me a... All right. 1, 2, 3, 4... I believe there was 6.
6?
Yeah.
Okay, is that your final answer?
I go with that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
If you would have said Mortal Kombat 2, that would have been a bit harder, because there was a lot more playable characters.
No. I picked the first one for a reason. Right, so the next question is, Glenn... The C64 had the SID chip. What did the Speccy use after the beeper? So what was that chip that the Spectrum used after the beeper?
It was a Yamaha chipset.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Yamaha... if it was a Yamaha synthesizer chip that they used in the Spectrum.
The name that it was given, that's what I'm after.
The nickname, oh my god.
It was known.
I heard of this,
the other one was the beeper. This was known as the something.
I heard this term so many times.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this.
I know where you're going with this. It was It was a Yamaha chipset, but I don't know the terms they use for it, but I know that's the chipset they actually use in the Spectrum.
Right, I might give you half a point for that, Glenn. I'll give you half a point. I'll tell you what it is afterwards. Right, so the next question is, Glenn, RoboCop was a huge success on the 8-bit computers. How many weeks did RoboCop, or how long did RoboCop stay at number one for on the charts for the ZX Spectrum?
Do you know how old I was when that game probably came out? Oh, probably was about 3 or 4 years old. How was I supposed to know that?
Hey, it's a quiz, Glenn.
I probably will say about 4 weeks.
4 weeks? Okay. Is that your final answer?
Final answer. Just a wild guess, that one.
Right, okay. We'll move on to the next question. What was the name of the boss from Mario Brothers 2? Super Mario Brothers 2. And when I mean Super Mario Brothers 2, I don't mean the Japanese Super Mario Brothers 2. I actually mean the US one, the version that we also got here as well. So not the Lost Levels, Super Mario Brothers 2. What was the name of the boss?
Right. There was the main boss. There was one that shoots an egg, isn't it? Is it that one?
No, that's not the main boss. The main baddie. Who was the main baddie?
The main baddie?
Mario Brothers 2.
I think Bowser would be too obvious, would it?
Hey, you tell me. Is that your final answer, Glenn?
That'd probably be too obvious, but... I know there was one that shoots an egg, but I actually never finished that game.
Right.
So I'll probably...
Go for a wild guess, then.
Go for a wild guess. Probably Bowser, but I probably got it wrong. Because it was, that game was not originally supposed to be Super Mario Brothers 2.
Exactly.
The Lost Levels was supposed to be Super Mario Brothers 2.
Okay, so are you going to stick to Bowser, or are you going to give us another name?
I just stick with Bowser.
Right, okay, no problem then. Move on to the next question. We've got a few more questions. Oh, we've got quite a few more. This might be an hour-long podcast. Right, so... we're going to move on to a true or false section. Ken from Street Fighter played a scientist in a futuristic game called Street Fighter 2012. Is that true or false?
To be honest with you, I don't know, but I probably will say false.
You're going to say false?
Yeah.
Now, the next one. Was Quick Snacks on the Commodore 64 a good game? True or false?
Dude, it was a good game, but knowing your quiz sheet, it'd probably be false.
That was false. It's a rubbish game. Right, now that was just a joke question. Right, the main character in Chucky Egg was originally called Charles Farmer. True or false?
Dude, I think that one's false.
It's false.
Yeah, I think it was called something else if I remembered.
Okay, so is that your final answer? Yep, you're going to go for false?
Yep, go for false.
Okay, another true or false. Yoshi in Super Mario World had no arms. True or false?
Do you mean by on the cover art or actually on the game?
On the actual game. Or on the cover art.
Well, he had hands, so I believe he does.
Okay, write that down. Let's do this. Right. We've moved from the true or false now. We move on to the next bit of questions. Who did the art in the classic arcade game Dragon's Lair?
Who? Actually...
the art in the classic arcade game Dragon's Lair.
It really does show that I have to read every single thing about gaming because I have no idea. I only played...
He was a famous animator who did Land Before Time, An American Tale.
I honestly don't know who drew him. I knew the game. I played the game and everything, but I never knew actually who animated it.
So you've got no idea then, Glenn?
No idea who actually animated that game.
Right. I've got a feeling, Glenn, that everyone's way ahead of you in points.
Yes.
Right. We've got about five more questions. Okay. Psycho Fox had a sequel on the Mega Drive. Now, Cycle Fox was our game on the Sega Master System, which was very similar to Mario, where you could change into different animals. You could change into a hippo, a tiger, and a bunch of other animals. What was the name of that game? It has got two names that it goes by. It's the Japanese version or the American and English version.
Oh my god.
Either one of those will do. And remember, no cheating.
A Psycho Fox that changes into different stuff.
Okay, now let me read that again. Psycho Fox was a game on the Sega Master System. Now, it had an unofficial sequel of sorts on the Mega Drive. It's basically the same game, but with different sort of backgrounds, different names. What was this game called?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell?
Doesn't ring a bell, that.
No problem. Oh, my God. You know, you've missed out on some great games there, Glenn.
I know. That has not ring a bell with me.
No problem at all. Right. Who programmed Pirates? Actually, no. Who programmed Pirates? I got the wrong thing there. Let me start that again. I'll edit this bit out. Who programmed Karateka?
Who programmed? You mean the software house, or who actually programmed
it? Who actually programmed it? Who's the name of the programmer?
Who programmed that game?
I'll give you a clue. It was the same guy that created Prince of Persia. And it's a famous game. Karateka is like a martial art game, and it's got superb animation, just like Prince of Persia. It was ahead of its time. So who was the programmer who programmed Karateka? Gonna go for a wild guess, or you're gonna pass?
Doesn't ring a bell with me. I probably would know right back in my head, but blank. It's all blank back in my head, so looks like I have to pass that one. I am crap at these, everybody.
Wow, and we've got you as one of the hosts on our podcast, Glenn. Shame, shame.
I am not very good at these things.
All right. Now, me and Swainy were chatting last night, and I told him that I was going to test you, Glenn. And he was like, "Ooh, I'll send him some questions."
Oh, so thanks
here we
a
go.
Lot.
Some questions from Swainy.
I hope he gives me easier ones. They're paying me back.
I thought some
for
of the ones I had given you were easy. So, are you ready?
They're paying me back for that Bugsy the Bogcat thing.
You ready, Glenn? Oh, these right. are the final two questions, by the way, and I'll go through all the answers afterwards and let you know whether you're right or wrong.
It probably minus something, mine.
Well, especially for the fact that you tried cheating at one point. Right, you ready for the question, Glenn?
Right.
The Human Killing Machine is the unofficial sequel to what arcade game?
The Human Killing Machine... It's a sequel to an arcade game.
It's an unofficial sequel to the arcade game.
The Human Killing Machine.
The Human Killing Machine.
Oh my god. Dude, I gotta give you two some questions next time. Honestly, god. Next time.
That's maybe for the next half episode you can test me.
Yes.
Come up with 25 questions.
I'm going to dig up some questions for you.
Okay, sounds like a plan. It sounds like a challenge. Right, so you're going to pass on that then?
I have no idea, Swainy. Get a gun out and shoot me.
Oh, well, I think Swainy will be disappointed. Right, so the last and final question is, what year did the Amstrad first release the CPC range?
I believe it was around about 1984.
Okay, now is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I believe it was around about that time.
Hello everybody, this is Damien, and you're listening to Retro Asylum, the best retro gaming podcast.
Right, so Glenn, wow. So So this has been the first time that I've actually tested you.
And I got not.
All right, so let's go right back to the beginning then. So the first ones that we asked you were the Dizzy Games. You got them all right. You know your Dizzy Games.
Yeah.
Now, the second question was, which game featured a hero called Ryu or Ryu?
I said Street Fighter.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done. So let's have a look. How many questions? If you can tally them up, Glenn.
That will two. Oh, probably that's the only two.
Okay. So you tell me, you add them all up. Now, the next question was, which one of these was not a Dom Priestley game? The choice was Popeye, Trapdoor, Benny Hill, or Danger Mouse. You said Benny Hill.
Wrong.
Glenn, that was wrong.
Hey.
The answer was Danger Mouse. So
that was a wild guess, that one.
No problem. So you've got three. How many questions? You've got two right so far, haven't you?
Two. Yeah.
Two. Wow, not doing very good, are you, Glenn? Right, so I asked you to put these games in years of release, these famous Sega arcade games. Now, you said... What did you say again? You said... okay, I know what you said. You said Super Hang-On,
yeah.
Power Drift, Space Harrier, and Golden Axe.
Wrong.
I can tell you are wrong, Glenn.
Because
the first one was Space Harrier, which came out in 85.
Yeah.
The second one that came out was, let's have a little look, Super Hang-On, which was 87. Power Drift, which was 88. And Golden Axe, which came out in 1989. So technically, you got one right there. So you've got three questions right so far. Now, I asked you, Alex Kidd was Sega's mascot before Sonic.
This one's
what
wrong.
What was his first arcade game? You said Monsterland.
And it's wrong.
You're correct. It is wrong. His...
What was it?
The Lost Stars.
Oh.
Right, so you still only got three questions right. Right, going back to it, I asked you, what was the third Zelda in the series called? The answers were Link to the Past, Super Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Glenn.
Have I got that one wrong? But it was just a wild guess, that one.
You said Link to the Past. Sorry, Glenn. You were correct.
Was I on that one?
Yes, well done, Glenn.
Wow. Because I remember you mentioned that game a lot, as I think that must be it. You did mention that one a lot.
So you've got four questions right. So the next one was... I read you some story, you know, some things from games. And the first one I read, you were correct, Glenn. It was Double Dragon.
Hey!
The second one, I can't remember what game you said it was.
I think it was Outrun. Put your foot down.
No, that was the third one.
Oh, right.
It was the second one, but let me tell you, you were wrong because it was Ghouls and Ghosts. Because you had to sort of like, you know, save the princess from the evil.
Oh, right. Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah, so at the moment you've got what? How many? Five questions right, I think?
About that.
Five, yeah. I'm going to mark these down. And the last one, you said Outrun. Glenn, what? Do you think you are right or wrong?
It sounds a lot like it to me, but I'm probably wrong.
Glenn, you're wrong. There was no bumps and hills on a run.
What was it?
Sega Rally.
Sega Rally.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, of course. There's like humps and dips and stuff in the game. I didn't know you go that to that present on this game.
Right. Now, the name of the game. You know, you got it right, Glenn. You said Conk. Well, you didn't say Conk. It was called Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, that. Yes. Bad Fur Day hits a bell as well.
Yeah, and that game cost about £40-50 on eBay. It's a game that everyone's trying to get their hands on. It's very, very pricey, but I've never played it, but I'm sure it's worth it.
Oh, it has a foul mouth, this Skrull, and it's known to be like the rudest Nintendo game ever made.
Yeah. And he also appears in Diddy Kong Racing as well. Didn't know if you knew that. But anyway, the next one was Name That Baddie. Now, you guessed it was from Double Dragon, but you didn't know who the boss was. The boss was Abobo, who was the end of level boss from the first level. So you passed that one, so you failed.
Failed.
The second one was from Renegade, and it was from the second level from the Red Light District area, and it was Big Bad Bertha.
Mm.
Failed on that one. Now, the next one that you got wrong. Oh, no, actually, you got right. It was Miserabelle from what's it called? The Witch.
The Witch. From. Yeah,
you didn't guess her name, but, you know, it was Miserabelle.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 7 points so far. Now, Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion on the Master System had a sequel. I asked you, was it Country of Illusions, Land of Illusions, or City of Illusions?
A wild guess, that one.
You got it wrong, because it was actually Land of Illusions.
Ah, okay. Land of Illusions. That hits right. A bell now, yeah.
Now, then the next one was, name all three fighters from Final Fight. You passed on that. Glenn, shame on you.
I know there was a man and there was two others.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the names.
That was called Mike Hagger.
Yeah.
And the other guy was called Cody. And the other guy was called Guy. Right, so next up I asked you that the Sega Master System had a console that came out before it. You had a choice of three answers. It was either the Sega MX-127, Mark SSTC, or the SG-100. You chose the SG-100. Do you think you were correct?
I'm almost sure on that one, but let's see if I am.
Yes, because you cheated, Glenn.
I didn't cheat.
You did.
I didn't cheat on that one. I tell you, I have not cheated on that one.
Okay, so basically...
And maybe on the final fight, but not on that one.
I knew you were cheating around the final fight. Okay, so anyway, you're correct, Glenn. It was the SG-100.
Hey!
Now, I asked you also, which company made the FX chip?
I have no idea on that one.
You even hinted that it was Nintendo. It was a British company called Argonauts.
Oh, so we made the FX chip.
Yeah, and I think Argonauts actually started on the ZX Spectrum as well. So they're a company that's, you know, been going for a while. So, mm-hmm. So far, how many have you got right? You've got, I think, 8 so far.
Oh.
And I've asked quite a lot of questions. Right, I asked you as well, the ZX81 had a memory extension. How much memory did this have?
I'm very much sure I got this one correct, because I remember this one from... Actually, I remember this one from Microman.
Right, okay, well done, Glenn. You were correct.
Yeah.
It was 16K. Well done, Glenn. Now, so you've got 9 questions right so far. The next question I asked you was, how many playable characters were there on screen on Mortal Kombat? You said 6.
That's just counting up all the enemy.
You were wrong, Glenn.
How many?
7.
Which one have I missed out? Because I played that game recently as well.
Ah, well. Well, anyway, while you look for that, let me quickly move on to the next one. The C64 had a SID chip. What did the specky use after the beeper? You said that Yamaha-type chip. It was actually known as the AY chip.
AY chip, of course.
Right, so maybe you have a point, because you're heading in the right direction. So you've got 9.5 points. The next question I asked you, how many weeks did Robocop stay in at number 1? I'll tell you what, Glenn, you were way off. Way off. I'll give you a clue, Glenn. Have another wild guess. Try and redeem yourself. How long do you think Robocop stayed at number 1 for?
Stayed at number 1? Probably 3 months.
Completely wrong. I'll tell you.
What was it?
Over a year and a half.
Yeah. Wow.
A year and a half, Glenn. That's how amazing and popular that game was. It was superb, you know? Absolutely amazing.
Did I miss Sub-Zero out?
I don't know, but I mean, the 7 characters on the screen, you said 6.
Let me have a look. Well, I missed out. Yeah, I missed out. Sub-Zero, of course.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
Ugh.
Right, anyway, the next question I asked you was, who was the boss from Super Mario Bros. 2 you didn't know? The answer for that was Wart.
Wart?
Yep, he was like a big sort of frog-type toad creature that appeared as a main baddie. Now, the next question was, I asked you true or false, Ken from Street Fighter played a scientist in a futuristic game called Street Fighter 2012.
Wow, that was a bit true. Yeah?
It was true.
Oh.
Got that one wrong. I also asked you, Chucky Egg's main character was originally called Charles Farmer. You said It wasn't, so you were correct.
I believe it wasn't. It was it called Dan? Somebody Dan?
Nope. I'm kind of glad I didn't ask you that, because you would have got that wrong.
Yeah. It was called
Penthouse Harry.
That's it.
So anyway, you've got 10.5 so far.
I knew it didn't sound like it.
You said Yoshi in Super Mario World had no arms. What did you say? You said he did have arms.
He did, I believe. On the front, on the cover art, if I try and picture the cover art, he did have, like, hands.
Yeah, he did have.
Yeah.
Because in further games that he appeared in, sometimes he didn't have hands or arms, and then others he did. So well done, you've got 11.5. I asked you who did the arts in the classic arcade game, Dragon Slayer. You didn't know.
I didn't know
Don Bluth. So, yep, that was the famous artist. Psycho Fox had a sequel of such on the Mega Drive. What was it called?
Completely blank on that one.
Yeah. You could have given me two answers, Glenn. It could have been Magical Hat Flying Turbo Adventure, which was based on a Japanese cartoon, or the Cap Attack, which was the same game but completely skinned differently, and it was like a spooky sort of platformer where you got to throw your head around. So
right.
The next question I asked you, who programmed a Karateka?
No idea.
You had no idea, and that was a Jordan Mechner.
Mm.
And the reason why I mentioned that is because Karateka is coming back out on the Xbox. I'm going to post something about that soon as well. The next one was from Swaney. He put, The Human Killing Machine is the unofficial sequel to what arcade game?
I'd be interested to hear this one.
It's Street Fighter.
Oh!
Now, US Gold, Glenn, decided that they were going to make a sequel to Street Fighter. Now, they had programmed the original Street Fighter game on the 8-bit computers, like on the ZX Spectrum and so on. And what they did, they just changed up the graphics and gave it different backgrounds, called the characters different names, hence the Human Killing Machine.
Do you know, I never actually knew that, so that's something I learned today. The Human Killing Machine was the unofficial sequel from Tony's favourite game company.
Yeah. He loves US Gold.
Yeah.
I think we should save up, because you know they're leaving soon. We should get them our US Gold t-shirt. I love US Gold. Right. The final question was, what year did Amstrad first release the CPC range?
Now,
you said 84.
It was round about that time, but let's have a look.
Glenn, you were right. Well done then, mate. So you got, I think, was that 12 and a half you got right? Yeah, 12 and a half questions right out of about, what, 27, 28 questions?
Which, let's put it this way. A lot of them were like, name the character of this and that game. I'm generally just playing the game. I don't even remember the characters.
well, so Glenn, yeah, I'm glad I surprised you. How do you think you did? Do you think you did better than you thought you were going
to
do?
To be honest, I think I've done better than I did. Because
well, I'm kind of glad. You know, it's been fun, you know.
Because there's so much games and knowledge out there, you can't not possibly know it all.
Well,
especially the age gap between me and Andy.
I look forward to you, Glenn, testing me. So I think for maybe episode 26.5, you're going to sort of...
have a line of questions.
Quiz me. Yeah, you quiz me. So plan ahead your questions in advance. 26, you know, try and do 26 to 27 questions.
Right.
And then maybe for episode 27.5, Swaney can test, you know, I can test Swaney. And then in the following one, he can test me or whatever. But we'll figure something out. But anyway, Glenn, have you got any thank yous or goodbyes you'd like to say to anyone?
I'd like to say thank you for Swaney to send me all those lovely little questions. I'd like to say thank you.
Most of them were from me.
I'd like to say thank you for Andy for surprising me with this quiz, so I can completely embarrass myself in front of the podcast. So thank you very much, Andy. I also like to say thank you for everybody who supports us.
Yeah, now what I'd like to say is a few thank yous. I'd like to say thank you to Glenn for being such a good sport, because I did put him on the spot, because I convinced him about a few days ago that we were going to do a podcast on Quick Snacks on the C64. That was just, you know, a ruse. That was me trying to sort of trick Glenn. It was a quiz.
Now, I'd like to give Andy one little question. Now we're saying something about Quick Snacks. What year did it actually come out?
What year? Probably 91 or 92.
I give you that. It's 1990, I believe.
Ah, okay. Well, you can save all these questions for next time, Glenn. I'd like to say thank you to Swaney. I'd like to say thank you to Damien, who sponsored this show. He's been sponsoring us for the whole month. Next month, coming up, November, we've got a whole new sponsor, so we'll tell you who that is on the next episode. I'd like to say thank you to all our community. I'd also like to say goodbye to a Retro Resistance. They're sailing off into the far-off sea somewhere else. God knows where they're going, but good luck to those guys. And thank you to everyone who's left us iTunes reviews. We've got 55. I'll read those out next time when I record with Swaney. And also, guys, episode 26 is being recorded by our new two co-hosts that we've got. Is Retro Darren and Denaris, and I can't wait to listen to that. It should be one heck of an episode. See you next time, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. And next time, send me some easier questions.